Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio and Joe DiBiase. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Joe, it's a great movie.
I know this.
Yes. The Flash Gordon music, the Flash Gordon theme. You know how sometimes you hear something or you see something, it leads you to something else, and then it goes, that's the rabbit hole, right? You go down the rabbit hole, mm-hmm. because it always, you have these tentacles. We do this all the time. We talk about, I went down the YouTube rabbit hole, because maybe you want to look up, you know, a Sabres playoff goal, but that leads you to another goal, and then a fight or a game, right?
Yep.
That happens all the time. And you're like, how did I get to this point? And pretty soon you're watching, like, Taylor Swift Shake It Off video for some reason. Who knows, right? It could be anything.
Yeah.
It leads you to whatever. By the way, speaking of Taylor Swift, I think the album's out today now.
The double album is out today.
The double album?
31 songs released today.
Wow.
No one knew it was a double album until she said it like at 11:55 last night, I guess.
She knows how to market and do this stuff, right? She's great at that. She's not only great as an entertainer, like she's really good at this kind of stuff too. She does it right. Okay. Well, this is what happened with me with Flash Gordon. I brought up Mingo Mean Time in the last break. You know, what's Mingo Mean Time? It's Flash Gordon, Ming the Merciless, Ming runs everything on the planet. Here's how this happened. This ties into football, I promise, okay? So, Joe Douglas, the Jets GM, is speaking to the Jets media today, right now, mm-hmm. within the past hour. And I'm reading quotes from Joe Douglas who says, he was asked about what the Packers have built at quarterback and how they had Brett Favre, then Aaron Rodgers, now Jordan Love. And here's his quote. I would love to be a quarterback factory like that, he said about the Jets. And that got me to thinking, Jets, quarterback. So in the movie, Flash Gordon,
mm-hmm.
he lands on this planet accidentally, and he doesn't know where he is, and they're like, they bring the prisoner to me. And he looks at Ming the Merciless, and like, who are you? And he says, Flash Gordon, quarterback, New York Jets. That's why I thought about it, because I heard Joe Douglas talk about the Jets being a quarterback factory. Because, I mean, other than Aaron Rodgers, I'm thinking, yeah, obviously, like, they aren't known for quarterbacks in their history. Like,
yeah.
Who is the best Jets quarterback you've ever remembered in your life? Besides Aaron Rodgers. If you want to even count him, he played four plays.
It's probably Chad Pennington?
Right.
Chad Pennington? Fits for a year. But otherwise, Chad Pennington, I think.
I mean, Sanchez took him to two AFC title games.
Yeah.
But
was he good?
I mean,
did anyone ever think he was good? Maybe Pennington is kind of the same thing. I don't know.
He had, hold on, 137. Mark Sanchez had 137 total touchdowns plus interceptions. Which one? What did he have of each? Take a guess. With the Jets. With the Jets. In his Jets career, okay. Mark Sanchez had a total of 137 total touchdowns and interceptions. What is the what's the divide there, you think?
Okay, I'm going to guess he's like 136 was the number?
137.
137. I'm going to guess he had like 85 and 50.
68 touchdowns, 69 interceptions.
Oh my! In that era, that not that it's yep. the same as maybe right now, but
right.
That's like 70s numbers.
It's unbelievable. You go back to Pennington, who was actually where your cutoff, where your line there. He was very similar to the total number, 82 and 55 for Pennington.
Yeah,
the guy I remember growing up, their quarterback for me growing up was Richard Todd. He played in the early 80s. Mm-hmm. He was the quarterback when the Bills played them in the playoffs. Bills beat him in a wild card. That's the guy for me. And then Ken O'Brien came along. He was in the draft class with Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
And, of course, Joe Namath is their all-time leading passer. But here's their all-time leading passers. Namath, O'Brien, Richard Todd, Chad Pennington, Vinny Testaverde, Mark yep. Sanchez, Boomer Esiason, Sam Darnold.
Vinny Testaverde is going to be the first Jets quarterback I remember. That's when I'm first remembering football, like he's their quarterback. And I'm guessing he was very old by that point.
So it wasn't Flash Gordon?
It was not Flash Gordon.
Flash Gordon might have been the first quarterback I remember for the Jets because he said, Flash Gordon, quarterback, New York Jets. And by the way, Sam Jones is the actor. And did Sam Jones, he might actually, might have had a little bit of football background. But anyway, that's how we got to Mingo Mean Time a little while ago. The Jets are not going to be drafting, I don't think, a quarterback in the first round. I guess they could be thinking about that to replace Aaron Rodgers at some point. They have the type of team, I think, though, that could be, you know, a real contender in the AFC East if Aaron Rodgers does play a fully healthy season. The Bills have obviously a lot of challenges around their own roster, but with the AFC East right now, you know, looking where it is, I think the Bills have to think about that as well. They have Josh Allen in place. How do you combat, you know, these particular opponents? One of the teams is the New York Jets. What the Jets have. How scared are you, I guess, is the question I have of the Jets in the AFC East if Aaron Rodgers does play a full season?
The if is big there. The if is big. If you told me right now he plays a full season, then I would be legitimately yeah. worried about them. But otherwise, I think mild because I just don't think it's going to happen. I don't think he's going to play a full season. I think their line, they've done some work on, but they've brought in a lot of guys that have their own injury questions. So because of that, and Rodgers being 40 years old, coming off a major injury, a torn Achilles, I just don't trust that he's going to be a guy that can stay on the field all year long. I don't think Brady's a good comparison for this. Brady is an anomaly to be that healthy, playing that long. And at the same time, what level of play are we going to get from Rodgers? Because it's been 3 years since the MVP level play that the Jets are searching for. Remember, we were already having some question about him and level of play last year, because his final year in Green Bay, it was a little bit more pedestrian. It was more of a, I don't want to go all the way to game manager status, but he went from 257 yards and 268 yards in his two MVP years to 217. He went from over 4,000 yards to 3,600. He went from 48 and 37 touchdowns to 26. He went from 9 combined interceptions in the two MVP years to 12. Like, that final Green Bay year was a legitimate decline. And then he missed a full year with a torn Achilles, with an offensive line in front of him that I think is at the best questionable. So I'm not one that thinks he's going to stay healthy all year, and I think if he does, I'm not expecting MVP-level Aaron Rodgers. So the furthest I'd go is mild concern about them pushing for the division.
They have the number 10 pick in the NFL draft. People I talk to cover the Jets, people I follow, it seems like they really want another pass catcher, maybe a tight end. Brock Bowers seems to be a yeah. very, very you know, consensus pick to them that would make a lot of sense. D-line, too. They already have a really good defense in D-line, but maybe edge rusher. They did lose Bryce Huff, obviously, in free agency, so maybe that's a place they can go. If the Bills want to, you know, really make a move, and I mean like really make a move up to try and get a wide receiver, they like if Odunze starts to fall or someone like that, I think that's a team you might have to get ahead of. And Chicago's sitting there at number 9. Mm-hmm. The Bears have had, obviously, an interesting offseason, and they traded for Keenan Allen. They really wanted Gabe Davis. He wound up going to Jacksonville. So they've been doing work on wide receivers. I don't know how much the Keenan Allen move gets them away from that. Who else did they? Who else
DJ
they
Moore.
Have they have
DJ some, Moore.
DJ Moore. Thank you. Yeah, DJ Moore they have there. They didn't bring somebody else in, though, right?
No, but they,
he's from.
They did pay their tight end, Cole Kmet, too, a pretty sizable extension. So they have a lot invested in pass catchers already. And Keenan Allen's highly paid in addition to how many targets he demands. And also, the thing about the Bears, why I think 9 is realistic for them to move down, even if it's not to the Bills, to somebody. They've got 4 picks in the whole draft. And they've brought in a lot of guys on visits that are in between their draft picks. One of which that to me is the most noteworthy is Xavier Worthy. The Bears had Xavier Worthy in on a visit, and no one in the world thinks he's going to go 9 to the Bears. And their next pick after the 9th pick is 75th. So they're not getting him there. Like, they're doing their due diligence, but what's the due diligence for? It's for the scenario in which they would move down from the 9th pick to somewhere around where an Xavier Worthy would become available. So I think the worst-kept secret in the league right now is that the Bears will move down from that 9th pick because they want more than just 4 draft picks.
And they do have the top overall pick, so they clean that up. It's not like they would be void of a first-round pick, obviously. They could grab. Yep. They're going to grab Caleb Williams. It seemed like that's obviously a lock right now. So then they have number 9. I'm looking right now. Their next pick after that, 75 in the third round, and then 122. It would make sense. The Bills, if they want to do it, would have to go very high. They'd have to give up next year's number 1. We know that. That'd have to be the price to pay, plus a lot more, by the way. I mean, that's a jump from 27 to 9. I mean, the 28 to 9, excuse me. The Chiefs went from 27 to 10 in the year that they took Patrick Mahomes when the Bills had the number 10 pick. So it's very rare you get that kind of move. When you hear Brandon Bean talk yesterday about, hey, teams in the top 10 aren't calling me, but, you know, there's no rule I can't call them. I just don't know if they'd take my call. Or you know, he's basically saying, like, it would really, really be a Herculean move, and I don't think I can do it, and you shouldn't expect it. I also don't think it should be out of the question. It might take 2 moves, by the way. Who knows? Maybe before the draft, we hear something about the Bills moving up. This is what they did when they got Josh Allen. Maybe they move up into the teens, and then maybe draft night they move up there. I still wouldn't rule it out. Maybe there's some sort of deal to be made before you get that high so you can get that high at the end of the day when you're on the clock or when the other team's on the clock.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How do they get there, though? Right? Like, right. How do they get to the middle of the first round? The comparison we've always used, like, to kind of leapfrog, lily pad your way up to the top 10 is we'll get to the middle. And the time the Bills did that to get up to get Josh Allen, they used a roster player. They used Cordy Glenn to get up. And look around the roster and tell me who makes sense for that. I tossed out a name last week that I'm not a fan of doing this, but it's the only guy I could think of that maybe you could get up 15 spots to be able to do it. I just threw out Matt Milano for that. I don't need them to trade Matt Milano or want them to, but like that's the hardest you got to work for someone on the roster to get you up that high. And, you know, Dorian Williams. The last time they just threw a third linebacker in there, it went pretty well. But no one's expecting that. There's no one else on the roster that I think makes sense for it. And you don't have a third-round pick. So I like that in theory of let's get up to the teens and then again up into the top 10. But I just have a really hard time seeing how Bean pulls that off.
Okay, I know they love this guy. I'm not suggesting the Bills would want to do this, entertain this. But if you're talking about this, if we're going to go through this exercise, I'll give you a guy that probably would get you there and you could maybe do it.
Yeah.
Spencer Brown.
Does Spencer Brown, though, get you up, what, 10 picks?
He's a starting right tackle, had a good year last year. He's young. And from the Bills standpoint, they just signed Lyle Collins. And yesterday, Bean said they see him as a depth right tackle guy. They also have Ryan Vandermark, who they really like at tackle as well. Again, I'm not advocating the Bills doing it. I don't think they would do it. I don't know if it would get you that high. But Cordy Glenn, yes, left side, and he was a really good player. I get it. I don't know if it goes that high, but it might get you a few spots to get you in position.
Yeah, maybe a few. I would have a hard time seeing Brown getting them up that high. Like, Glenn
it would
was,
have to be in conjunction with other picks, I guess. It would have to be a part of a package is what I mean.
Right. No, that's right. Glenn was a six-year starter when the Bills traded him. Like, and he had some level of pedigree for a long time. Now, money-wise, I guess maybe it's not that different because you have to pay Spencer Brown, and Glenn would have already been under contract. I don't know. I think a lot of this is hard to see, right? Like, the only way I think they're going to leapfrog their way up in the middle is if they are willing to trade picks next year in addition to day three picks. And at that point, I think it's tough, right? Like, it's not all that likely. Like, I love the idea of the Julio Jones level trade. And it's probably my favorite idea still. Like, go offer the Bears your first next year and your second and a fifth of the day three pick and go get Odunze at number nine. But, okay, let's say the Bears like that idea. You're Brandon Bean. You call the Bears at number nine, and they say, okay, we like this value. If I'm the Bears GM, what am I doing? I'm saying, all right, Brandon, I'll call you right back. And then I go call Pittsburgh and see if they'll offer me the same thing because I could pick eight spots higher in the 20s. And if they don't want to do it, then I call Seattle. I call other teams before 28. Will you match the Bills? Because I'd like to do this package, but I don't want to fall to 28. And then, you know, you're at the will of, does anybody else between the Bears and the Bills want to do the same thing? Because if they say yes, then you're screwed and you can't get into the top 10.
Do you remember the Cordy Glenn trade? What exactly happened on that deal?
All I remember is that it was like a month before the draft.
They went from 21 to 12. They swapped.
Yeah.
They gave up Cordy Glenn, and they also swapped fifth and sixth rounders. So meaning the Bills went from a sixth round to a fifth rounder and moved there. They actually moved up in that scenario as well. The Bills went to 158 since he dropped to 187. But what it was a nine-pick move. They swapped first rounders, and by doing that, the Bills also gave them Cordy Glenn in the package.
He was in the second year of a five-year, $60 million deal, which 8 years ago, like, isn't that near?
He was franchise tagged.
He was franchise tagged before that, right? Yeah, I don't see a Cordy Glenn on their roster. Again, unless the guy is Milano, but no one in the world wants to do that.
No, and look at Matt. It's a great player. He's not super young anymore. Right? He's been in the league 7 years, and he's coming off a broken leg as well.
Yeah, what is he, 29, 30? 29.
I think he's 29 this year. He'll be 29 during this season.
Yep.
But yeah, it's a tough move to pull off, but I think that's the way you have to do it. Here's the issue I have, Joe, with why I get kind of tied up in this. I believe, of course, they want a wide receiver. I think they're going to draft a wide receiver, whether that's at 28, up or down. They're going to draft a wide receiver. I believe that. I think that they'd love to move up if they can. But there are really only a few guys that I think are worth moving up for. Because as much as I like Worthy or Mitchell or Leggett or McConkey or Javon Baker, Ricky Pearsall, name the names, you can get those guys at 28 and maybe even a lot of them in the second round or beyond, to be quite honest with you, right? Like, you don't have to trade up for anybody except for Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, and probably Brian Thomas Jr. Even that actually is questionable if you have to trade up for him.
I'm starting to fall in love with that idea a little bit, going up and getting Thomas somewhere in the teens. Like, I'm starting to fall for him a little bit. Now, to be fair, I have a new favorite idea like every 3 days with this receiving class. So
that's all right.
Ask me again on Monday, and I might tell you that I'm back to Ladd McConkey is my favorite idea. But at the moment, like, the more I dive in on Thomas, the more I feel like I like it. Like, the biggest knock against him are the numbers. If you look at his yards per route run, if you look at his target share in that offense, you know, if you look at what they asked him to do, it's kind of limited. But the more I dig in on it, it's okay. Like, the yards per route run thing, and some of those stats, it's not just that stat, but there's more. I feel like Thomas is almost getting misrepresented in some ways. His final year in college, that number's fine. It's actually decent. Like, it's good. It's not amazing, but it's the same as Justin Jefferson in his last year at LSU. It's way better than guys like DK Metcalf and even Adonai Mitchell, who have been criticized for the same type of number stuff. Thomas, I feel like he's being punished because he played as a freshman at LSU.
Hmm.
If you look at the guys from this draft class, use the top guy, Marvin Harrison Jr. In their freshman years, Brian Thomas and Marvin Harrison Jr., Thomas and Harrison both had yards per route run, other stuff, not good metrics at all. But Harrison, even though Harrison's were worse than Thomas, it didn't affect his total body of work because he only ran 100 routes as a freshman, whereas Thomas was approaching 300, like more than double the role, which just meant it kind of dragged his numbers down. So I almost feel like, with at least with him, I don't think Mitchell, this is the same thing. With Thomas, the numbers argument I've seen against him, I feel like is lacking a little bit of context. I feel like he's being punished because he showed up as a 19-year-old and won a starting job at LSU.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I like Thomas as well. And the question I have is, like, do you need to go up to get him? Do you wait there? Because what is the drop off, right, from him to the next guy? The guy that I'm liking more and more as this process goes on is Xavier Worthy. And part of the reason I like him, and maybe it shouldn't be a reason, he's also a really good return man. And I think they've avoided on their roster on that too, Joe. You don't draft him because of that, but it does kind of kill two birds with one stone, right? Which is, you draft him, you put him in your offense, he actually has a lot of the things that you're looking for, and oh, by the way, he can go return punts for you. And you have a dynamic playmaker with the ability to do that as well. You don't have a Deontay Hardy on the roster anymore. He signed with the Ravens. You have guys who can be kind of punt catchers and do the job, but nothing like that. And a lot of times, that's what you needed your rookie receiver to do anyway,
yeah,
before he kind of fits into the offense and he learns everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Thomas, the skill set, I just think also fits exactly what they're talking about.
Agreed.
And what they want. I mean, they want explosive plays. I mean, this dude, it's one of those, if you read the breakdowns of him, he was amazing at going over the top. Like, the best success rate of all the guys in this class at the deep routes, the go route straight ahead. Like, 72% success rate on that route. He beats people over the top. But what I like about him more than Mitchell is that kind of quick twitch stuff. You go look at, even if just their highlight reel, let alone their film, you see Thomas make dudes miss in open field. Like, he'll get around you. And Mitchell doesn't have that extra layer of his game. And the way the Bills are talking, explosive plays, but also yak conversations, like, it just feels like Thomas kind of fits all of the skill sets that they would be looking for.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. Micah Hyde after this here on the Extra Point Show on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.